I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady here from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah ta'ala, we are going to be having a series of discussions regarding the topic of women of Ashura or Ashura and women. In the studio, as always, I have the pleasure and honor of having my lovely sister and friend and wonderful guest, Sister Razia Shamli. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, my dear sister.
In continuation of our discussion regarding the prominent women of Ashura, of course, the name that constantly rolls off our tongues and inspires our minds is the name of Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha. There isn't much age gap between her and her older brothers. She was trained by the same parents for the same mission in life, really. And of course, their objective in life was also the same, Allah's satisfaction. She would do a lot of things that would remind us of Hujjatullah ala khalqih or the audible Quran, right? Quranun natiq. And I feel like...
She was truly Quranun natiq.
Yeah.
I see that in the sermons.
Exactly. I feel it too.
Yeah. Even this time that I was reading the sermon again, because I am so illiterate about the Quran,
as
I gain more knowledge about the Quran, I see that every line she's saying is from it.
Yeah.
The sermon, subhanAllah.
That's amazing.
She's so knowledgeable. I want to share with you one part from the sermon of Lady Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha in the court of Yazid. And I want you, inshallah, to help me with the verses that comes to your mind. She says, after the part that she talks about the fact that if you think that all these people you've killed, they're going to just finish, and now, you know, you have...
their existence
you've gotten rid of them.
Yeah.
Right. This, she said, don't think that those who are slain in the way of Allah, they are dead, but they're just... they receive sustenance from their Lord, right? After this, she says, O Yazid, on the day when Allah will be the judge and Muhammad will be the petitioner and your limbs will give evidence against you. All these you can find verses in the Noble Quran. For example, where it says Muhammad will be the petitioner. Can you find the verse?
It's like that. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويوم نبعث في كل أمة شهيدا عليهم من أنفسهم وجئنا بك شهيدا على هؤلاء. He addresses his prophet and he says, the day we raise in every nation a witness against them from among themselves, we shall bring you as a witness against these.
So it's absolutely fair for the prophet to be the judge. And there is another here in another part of her sermon, she says that your limbs, the limbs of your body, will give evidence against you. This is, again, another verse from the Noble Quran. This is in chapter Fussilat, verse number 20, where it says, حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, where it says that until when they come to it, their ears and their eyes and their skins shall bear witness against them as to what they did. Scary. And she reminds Yazid of what he did.
It's like she gives him a dose of reality shock.
From the Quran itself.
Exactly. Yazid, you're so intoxicated with your apparent victory and, of course, the rum you've been drowning yourself in all your adult life. You think that now you have triumphed over your enemies, but here's a dose of reality for you. Enjoy it while it lasts, basically,
exactly.
Because once you're dead... And to think of it, Yazid actually suffered a very embarrassing death, too.
And then she goes on and she says, your father, who made you the ruler of the Muslims, will receive his punishment. On that day it will become known what reward the oppressors earn, whose position is worse, and whose party is more humble. Mm. So she made it quite clear that she took away the veil that was in front of most of the people present.
Yep, yep.
In the meeting, that, you know, this is a material victory that we've had. Materially, they were victorious. And she made sure that the truth becomes revealed.
Absolutely. The other aspect of this that catches my mind is how patient she was. She wasn't vengeful. She wasn't like, she didn't play his dirty games and to open her mouth and curse him. And
she did curse him.
No, curse him in the sense of like...
In a personal way.
Yeah.
To empty her grudge.
Yeah. I mean, she did it. She hit some personal points as well, but she didn't insult him. She described him. I mean, yeah. His lineage is hidden to no one, right?
Exactly.
But in the sense that she was like, you know what? وَمَهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدَ Wait until day of judgment. يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرُ The day where everything is revealed. Then you know who's boss. You know what I mean?
Know.
That... She was so magnanimous about it. She was hurt, personally hurt, on every single scale imaginable. But she didn't try to, like, get back at him or play in his, stoop to his level. She was like, just wait for judgment day, and then you're going to see how the tables will turn and how you're going to be done for and wish you were never born. And I feel like that just, it gives such a, on one hand, it's very hardcore. You know, a woman standing there making promises with such conviction that there will come a day where nothing can save you from the consequences of your actions, and you're going to meet your maker in the most horrific, gruesome way.
This is because her reference is the Quran.
Exactly, exactly.
She has her feet on firm ground.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Muslim Lady here on IRIB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short break. Stay with us. We're discussing the prominent qualities and the prominent women of the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, especially after the events of Ashura, and of course how to implement that into our own modern lives. So naturally the focus would always be on Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha. She is so sure about her own battle, her fight, what she's fighting for, what she's representing, and she's so sure about the...
She's not fighting a personal fight.
Yeah.
It's fighting the fight of Imam al-Hussein.
Exactly.
It's the continuation of the fight. It's fighting, this is exactly the words of Imam al-Hussein, that I'm here to revive the sunnah of my grandfather. This is exactly what she's doing. In another part of her sermon, she says, O enemy of Allah. You see, she doesn't make it personal. Mm. O enemy of Allah, and O son of the enemy of Allah. I swear by Allah that I consider you to be humble and not fit even to be reprimanded and reproached. You're nothing to me. But what am I to do? Our eyes are shedding tears. Our hearts are burning, and our martyrs cannot come to life by our reprimanding and reproaching you. My Hussein has been killed, and the partisans of Satan are taking us to the fools, so that they may get their reward of insulting Allah. In every word of she says, her words are in line with the satisfaction of God.
Yep.
Then she said, our blood is dripping from their hands, and our flesh, she makes it very picturesque, and our flesh is falling down from their mouths. The scared bodies of the martyrs have been placed at the disposal of the wolves and other carnivorous animals of the jungle. Mm-hmm. If you have gained something today by shedding blood, you will certainly be a loser on the Day of Judgment. Ma'ad, or the Judgment Day, is something, it's the most influential weapon that mm-hmm. Sayyidah Zainab is using with the case of Yazid, because everything is that Yazid is clinging on is this material world.
Exactly.
Wealth, power. He was a drinkard. He had, like, you know, this harem sarai where he had, like, a lot of these women
taking
pleasure of them. Then she finds this weakness in him, that this material world will come to an end, and this is the weapon that she's using against him. And then she says, on that day, nothing but your deeds will count. Mm. On that day, you will curse Ibn Marjana, and he will curse you.
Again, that verse in the Quran. Basically, Allah says that on the Day of Judgment, they will say that, I wish I hadn't taken that Fulan person as my friend.
Exactly. And here, one of the reasons, the causes of his joy was that because of that incident at the beginning of Islam, because of in one of the battles, a lot of his family members were killed.
Yeah.
Now he was happy that he had taken the revenge
exactly.
of them. And he was boastful of that. Mm. And she's saying that even those people who are, you're so happy and you're so joyful that, you know, they will curse you and you will curse them. On that day, you and your followers will quarrel with one another by the side of the divine scale of justice.
Exactly.
SubhanAllah.
That's so beautiful.
So beautiful.
She had yaqeen. She had certainty, you know? She was certain in the promise of her Lord that the Day of Judgment will come and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reclaim the rights of the oppressed, and he will carry out his justice. And every hardship that she went through in her life for the cause of Allah was made possible, maybe not easy, but it was made possible for her because of this yaqeen, the certainty that she had in her
made
heart.
Made possible and beautiful.
Exactly. She
not
did
only
it so
possible.
Gracefully,
yeah.
You know?
When people saw her back in Medina, she had turned... All her hair was white.
Yeah, but the physical
she
aspect
had
of
old.
The body.
She had
yeah.
got, she had aged.
Exactly. I mean, the physical body, it is prone to, you know.
The body and the soul are interconnected, of course.
But then her soul was totally.
Strong and tactless.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Her soul was unfailing,
yeah.
You know. She didn't drop her guard for a single moment.
Mm.
She didn't display an ounce of weakness, or she didn't give Yazid or her enemies in any circumstances the upper hand to use anything against her.
Yeah. She showed her grief. She showed her heartbreak, being the fact that she was heartbroken.
Mm.
And she actually mentioned this, that the way she pictures the calamity with all this blood and flesh and the brutality and everything.
The details.
In the details, she is touched deeply. By the brutal martyrdom of her.
It was heartrending for her.
Yeah.
It really was.
She hasn't
for
forgotten
everyone.
Them. But she says that all these are made beautiful for her under the shadow of her faith.
Mm.
And then she goes on. She says, on that day, again, the Day of Judgment, on that day you will see that the best provision which your father made for you was that he enabled you to kill the children of the Prophet of Allah. I swear by Allah that I do not fear anyone except him, and I do not complain to anyone else. You may employ your deceit and cunning efforts, but I swear by Allah that the shame and disgrace which you have earned by the treatment meted out to us cannot be eradicated. And finally, she says, I thank Allah who has concluded the tasks of the chiefs of the youths of paradise with prosperity.
MashaAllah.
And forgiveness, and accommodated them in paradise. I pray to Allah that he may elevate the ranks and favor them more with kindness, for Allah is omnipotent.
Beautiful. That's all the time we have for today's episode of Muslim Lady. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I know I'm waiting for for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. I wish that somehow you'd tell me of.